Today's shir of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Taf Tzadi Vav, and we are up to Sif Aleph, starting the halachos of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios. Very, very relevant to our tzadikim on Zoom right now. Here we go. Dine Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios. Begolios, in Chutz Laretz, she'osin shnei yomim toivim b'safek, when a person goes ahead and based on a safek, they observe 2 days of Yom Tov. Kol masha aser b'rishon, aser b'sheni. Whatever is aser on the first day of Yom Tov is aser on the second day of Yom Tov. Now we're going to see that there are going to be certain kulas, but overall, what he means to say is that both the erises and the rabbanans, in principle, apply both on Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni. Now, just to give a little bit of a intro here, okay, and this will help us understand what's going on. So, again, Minat Torah, all you have to do is hold 1 day, okay? Of course, how did it used to work? Rosh Chodesh basically was established based on Eidim way back when. The Eidim that saw the moon, they came into Beis Din. And Rosh Chodesh, in those days, could be declared on one of 2 days, either on the 30th day after the start, right? Meaning the 30th day after the start of the previous month, or on the 31st day after the start of the previous month, meaning the previous month could have been either 29 days or 30 days, and the day after would be Rosh Chodesh. Now, once the Eidus of these Eidim was accepted in Beis Din, the new month was declared, and the word then had to be spread to everywhere which day was Rosh Chodesh, so that people would know most importantly, is when to go ahead and keep Yom Tov that month. Now, what they used to do is, they used to spread the news. If it goes, those who learned the Gemara, learned the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, they would spread the news by lighting a series of fires. But then what happened was that Tzedukim came, and they corrupted the system by lighting fires on the wrong night. So what they did was, they decided that they're going to have to now spread the word with shlichim, with messengers getting the message out. Now the problem with this new system, though, was that the shlichim would not be able to reach places that were far away. And then what ended up happening was they didn't know which day to observe Yom Tov. So due to that doubt, that's where it came. In those days, they observed 2 days of Yom Tov. It wasn't any basic, halacha like we have today. It was based on a real suffix in those days. What day was Yom Tov? Okay, because they didn't know. Because they didn't know when Rosh Chodesh was. So they would hold the first day in case Rosh Chodesh was on the 30th, and the second day in case Rosh Chodesh was on the 31st. So now the Mishnah Berurah is going to say as follows. I'll just say it outside, then we'll read inside. So now he's going to basically say that, okay, so but now what's the story post once a established calendar? Now we have an established calendar, we have a fixed calendar, so there's no reason really for people to observe 2 days of Yom Tov, since everyone knows when Rosh Chodesh will fall out. So the Gemara in Beitza, again, those were in Beitza, Davdal and Beis. So the Gemara there teaches us that Chazal basically instituted that those who live outside of Eretz Yisrael should continue to observe 2 days of Yom Tov. And the basis of this was the concern that due to the persecution that would be in Golis, and the persecution of communities, and therefore Klal Yisrael have to endure this. So what's going to happen then is, Chas v'Shalom, there might not be the sufficient Talmidei Chachamim and scholarship to make the necessary calculations for determining when Yom Tov is supposed to occur. And also some communities might become isolated from the rest of the Yidden, leaving them at risk for observing Yom Tov on the wrong day. So for this reason, we're going to see in some coming days, there are some poskim who maintain that any averos of the second day of Yom Tov are going to be treated more chamor than the of any violation on the first day, because in regard to because as we're going to see that the rabbanans are going to be treated here for this reason more generally, because people are going to be lax, and we're going to see that right now. So let's see. Sif katan aleph v'hayu minadin v'chulei. So we got to continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. V'hayu minadin l'mi shem mizalzel bo. So Shulchan Aruch says it's serious business. People who are mizalzel on Yom Tov Sheni, people that go ahead and we have a calendar. Who needs it? So they used to put the guy in chayrim if he said, listen, it's very logical, right? If you just go with plain logic, well, come on, we know what day is Yom Tov. We don't got to do this. So serious business. Yom Tov Sheni. They put the guy in chayrim if he was mizalzel on and didn't keep the second day of Yom Tov in Chutz Laaretz. Okay, what would they do to the people who come to Eretz Yisrael and Vasara and only keep one day and not 2 days? Then they would hang them up from the ceiling by their toes and smack them silly. No, they didn't do that. However, if they were Talmidei Chachamim, they wouldn't put them in Cherem. They'd give them a lesser onesh. They would just give them Malkus. Hey, all right, I know you're all saying, I'd rather take the Nidui, the Cherem, than get the Malkus. Pashas, they gave them both if they had Nidui. Anyway, we'll see. What's this all about? Look at the Mishabura Sifkat and Aleph. Well, you menadim. So they put them in Cherem. So he says, why was this such a big deal? Why was this a problem? And why were they mezalzel? And why was it also in the first place? So we already said, the Yafal gav de'achshav b'kiyin anu b'kiyin sachaydesh l'fi acheshbono shebiyadenu. But even though now we are experts. We know when Rosh Chodesh falls out, especially now. You go onto Maizmanim on your phone, and no problem. Mikol makom still chashashu chachamim shema merov atzaros. The Hatultulim, big Alusenu. Of course, you're gonna have big tsaros, and we're gonna get shifted around. And who knows? You might even lose internet during Corona. Who knows? And you're gonna be yishtachach cheshbon. You'll forget the cheshbon. The avol asos chaser mole umole chaser. They might mess up. They might make a month that's a 29-day month into a 30-day month, and a 30-day month into a 29-day month, and that's gonna then mess up the calendar. And chas v'shalom yochu chametz bePesach. It's a big concern that. The person might come and do Isirei Kari, so you come on Pesach. Valkein hinichu adavar v'chutz laaretz kemo shahayu b'yom ha'rishon. Therefore, Chazal already formulated this as something that is going to be a defined Yom Tov Sheni with the Isurim of Yom Tov applying the Rabbanon on the second day. And even though it goes against all our emotions, why do we have to do this? It makes no sense. Of course, nowadays, it's much, and I understand in the Chafetz Chaim's time, they might have messed up. But nowadays, we're going to mess up. Come on, we got everything on the computers. We got for the next 1,000 years, we have it all worked out with the calendars. But that's the way they were formulated. That goes into the issue of when they were Mesaking Yom Tovim, and the time is no longer there, and all that. But that's not for now. That is will for Inshir.
Inshir.
Exactly. We now move like this, Sifkatan Beis. So he says, someone with Mezalzel, Shulchan Aruch said, that person gets put in Nidui. What does that mean, Mezalzel? It means Bemezit. He goes and he says, Yom Tov Sheni, what a waste. Vafilu Zilzulbo. He wants to go ahead, he wants to start his Cholmoid early. Vafilu Zilzulbo, Kadavar, Shuhu, Mish, Bedavar, Shuhu, Mishum, Shvus. Even if he goes, hey, it's Yom Tov Sheni, and this is only a Darabanan on Yom Tov Sheni. Oh, b'tchumim, or it's only, and this is the Rabbanan of tchumim. Nami menadin also. We also go ahead and put him in cherem. So even if he does the Rabbanan on Yom Tov Sheni, which is the Rabbanan, we put him in cherem. Because achronim dafil chilul al yedei akum. Even if you have a non-Jew go ahead and do malacha for you on Yom Tov Sheni. Nami hu benidui, which is again a lower level, the Rabbanan. Even there, we put him in cherem. The chol ma she'asur berishon. Whatever is Aser and Rishon is Aser and Sheni, until we see Sif Beis, then it's not exactly that way. But in principle, whatever is Aser and Rishon is Aser and Sheni, except for where they were marked a couple of things. It was a special heter for a couple of things on Yom Tov Sheni. But in principle, everything that's Aser and Rishon is Aser and Sheni in terms of the Klalim. And this is what I was saying before, that it comes out from the Poskim that Yom Tov Sheni is more Chamor than even Yom Tov Rishon. The Yom Tov Rishon ain't nidnadin. We don't put him in cherem. Rak be'avar alisa dairaisa. We only put someone in cherem if he's over nisa dairaisa. Aval shvus the rabbanon on Yom Tov Rishon ain't nidnadin. We don't put him in cherem. Rak malkin also makis mardis. All we do is give him makis mardis. Okay. Masha ain't kein b'Yom Tov Sheni. Unlike in Yom Tov Sheni, even on the rabbanons, we go ahead and we put him in cherem. V'atam once again. Mishum the Yom Tov Sheni, Kol Ikaro Eino Al Rabbanan. The whole basis of the day itself is Midr Rabbanan. The Yom Tov itself is the Rabbanan. Im Kain Avar Bo Al Eze Dava Shehu Harehu Kaoker Eskulo ulahachi yichmiru alav. And therefore, if you are oker anything, even a derabanan, right, when you're over it, it's like you are being oker everything, because everything is derabanan. That means you're being oker the whole premise of Yom Tov Sheni when you are over any derabanan. However, masha'en can be Yom Tov Rishon, if all you're going to be over are the derabanans, she'eno ikro b'ma she'avar, right, eno okra b'ma she'avar al shvus. Okay? When the guy is over a derabanan on Yom Tov Rishon, he's not being oker the whole Yom Tov. Sharei be'isid da'iraisa she'bol al-okra, because you still have the Yisirei da'iraisa there. You're still keeping to the Yisirei da'iraisa. Meaning, when a person goes ahead and he's mezalzel on Yom Tov Sheni and doesn't do a derabanan, he's basically saying, I'm not keeping anything. Okay? Because everything's derabanan. Masha ain't came with he on Yom Tov Rishon when he doesn't do derabanans. So there's still the basic Yom Tov Legabe da'iraisa is there. And therefore, all we do, if he's over a derabanan on Yom Tov, is we give him Malkus Mardus. Okay, so next time I see any of you guys being over anything on Yom Tov Rishon derabanan, I'm going to give you Malkus Mardus. I wish I could give you a put in Cheirim, but I can't. Anyway, Vaita. V'yesh poskim, cholkim b'zeh. But now he goes and he says, there are poskim, however, there are cholek on this. Ulevidu, ein chilu klal, bein Yom Tov Rishon l'sheni. This was all based, if you look at the Shaar Tzion, on the Shitas Haran. However, there are other poskim, and this is based on the Shitas Harambam. Okay, where that they hold that all these halachos are ein chilu klal bein Yom Tov Rishon l'sheni. There's no real difference between Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni. The hatover adaver toli rak lefi ra'os einei adayonim b'masheroin lefi ha'inyan. The Rambam shita is that Bezdin basically has the power to do whatever they think is necessary in order to get the individual to keep the halachos, right? Im lahakal alav b'malkus. If they think they can do the job with just Malkus, and that will, you know, set him straight, they do that. O lahachmir, if they feel that what's necessary for this dude is lahachmir alav benidui, to put him in cherem, they do that. Rak she harishus biyadam afilu le nadoisai. They have the rishus to give them and put them in nidui. Kasu achronim, to put them in cherem. Kasu achronim, dim asar adava al pi horas chacham sheta ein le nadoisai. So any person who does something, even though it's bemazed, but it's because some Talmud Chacham paskin for him, then that's considered halachically not amazing. Sharei Shogeg, you guys doing that in Makis? Omer Mutter, you get to that? That's the second parak. Omer Mutter. Anyway, but that's considered, legabe this, a Shogeg, right? Because he's going out and he's doing it intentionally, but it's really a Shogeg because a Chacham paskin up that he can go ahead and take a shower on Yom Tov. Now, anyway, just getting into some exciting stuff here. Let's go back. We now move on to Sifkat and Gimel. Ella Hayu Malkin Oso. All right, Ella, how you Malkin Oisa? I guess if a guy goes ahead in Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't keep Yom Tov Sheni based on his rabbi who told him that you don't have to keep Yom Tov Sheni, so you won't get put in Nidui in Malkus because you're following your rabbi. But let's say he's not really your rabbi and you're just following him because everyone else is following that rabbi. You might have to get Malkus Mardus for that one and maybe even put in the Cherem. We'll put you in Alagova. Viter Gimel, Ella, how you Malkin Oisa? The Shir Malkus Mardus Yesh Bazeh Deos. Bain Aposkim. And he says here, the shear of Makis Mardis. What exactly, how many Makis Mardis do we give a guy when we're giving him Makis Derabanan? That's actually a Machlokas Rishonim. Or Mochokas Poskim, Rishonim, Machronim. He says, Ayem, Magan Avram, Elio Rabba. There are opinions that hold you give him 13 Malkis. Some of you remember from the Rambam and by Pesach, that you're Makin, you give him Makis until he Adjitates a Nafsho, until you kill him. What does that mean, until you kill him? It doesn't really mean until you kill him. It means you do whatever you got to do till he says, okay, I'm going to do it. Anyway, Viter. There are other opinions as well. We're not going to get into the sugya now of Malkus Mardus. All right? The Mitzvah Hashem, we all should hope and pray for that time when we can all get Malkus Mardus again and get put in Nidui again so that we can come around. Now, all we have is, you know, Yisrael Tzvi, my son, told me that this door can't even take Musar. All we can do with this door is give him Chizuk. If we give him Chizuk. You have to give people Chizuk. So everything is good. You just give him Chizuk. Let's move right there. Beis. Ein chiluk bein rishon l'sheni ella le'inyan meis. V'chein l'chol es ha'ayin. Comes the Shulchan Aruch now, and he says, there still are chilukim between Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni, but not too many. And the only one, the only difference between Yom Tov Rishon and Sheni is for a meis, for a kvura of a meis, for kavod ha'meis, and v'chein l'chol es ha'ayin. And also to go ahead and shmir the rouge on the eye, whatever it is on the eye. We'll see what that means. It doesn't mean to put on makeup so you look pretty. We'll see what that means in a second. Okay, but let's look at what does it mean, linyan mace? El linyan mace. Mishif katan dalid mishum kvodo based on the kavod ames. The yisbar lekaman the sim tav kuf chavav. Right, we'll see more about this when it comes up in tav kuf chavav, not too far away. That they're going to be heterim for ames. Okay, ulein kibui deleka ayin pri chadash. Also, there might be certain kulas with respect to putting out fire based on a pri chadash. The yisbar lekaman. And we'll deal with that as well. Besimin Tavkuf Yudal and Sif Aleph. So we're not going to deal with that now, but just keep that in mind that Kibui Deleika and Mace, there is Chilukim between Yom Rishon, Yom Tov Rishon, and Yom Tov Sheni. And hopefully we will not cave by then, and we'll get those Chilukim and Mirz Hashem when we get there. But now we come to something he's going to deal with much more extensively because the Ramah gets into it, and that is V'chein L'chol Es Ha'ayin. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Hey, V'chein L'chol Es Ha'ayin. Maybe we're talking here, shechash be'eno k'tzas. We're talking about where this is what's known as someone, as some of you know, who've been with us for Shabbos, in Hilchos Shabbos, and we even had a little bit of it in Pesach, but mainly in Hilchos Shabbos. So we know that there's a difference between the three types of cholim. There is a regular chole, she'ein bo sakana, but that's someone who has a status of a chole. And to have a status of a chole, you have to either be chole b'chol haguf, okay, where that means that you are someone who, whatever illness you have, impacts you so that you have to go lie down in bed, or if you have a fever, things like that, where it impacts your kol aguf. That's basically what a chola she'en bo sakana. And then there are what's called minor ailments. Minor ailments that don't reach the level of a chola she'en bo sakana, the type of minor ailment that I demand that you come to shiur for, that type of minor ailment. Okay, that, once you're chola she'en bo sakana, all right, I know guys are very makel on that definition of cholesh aimbo sakana when it comes to shir. When it comes to Shabbos, you have to really know the difference between a minor headache and a migraine that makes you not function anymore. And it comes out that refuah is usur. It's usur to do any type of refuah for a cholesh, okay, that doesn't reach the level of aimbo sakana. When he reaches the level of aimbo sakana, then he can take an aspirin, then he can do refuah. Obviously, a cholesh yeshbo sakana, everything goes. And that's what he says. Where he has a minor element. The whole gufo bari, the rest of his body is totally fine. And he doesn't go ahead and feel at all weak based on his eye. I mean, the rest of his body is fine, just that his eye is a serious irritation of the eye, but he's not a chole she'en bo sakana. The Gigon Zeb, we know, halacha, with respect to this, b'shabes v'yomdov, asa la'asos shum refuah. You can't do any refuah. Al yidei atzmo, by himself, afilu b'shinui. Even with the shinui, you can't go ahead and do any type of refuah. Ukemosh in his bar la'el, like we saw in Simon Shin Chavches, Sif Yitzayin, in Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Membez, v'hacha b'yomdov sheni, shari l'chatchila. But when it comes to Yom Tov Sheni, it's totally mutter to do these types of refuah, va'afilu b'li shinui. And even without any shinui, it will be mutter to go ahead and do these activities of refuah. Rama, o shar choli she'en bo sakana, or any other choli she'en bo sakana. Now, what does he mean? Or any other choli she'en bo sakana. If he's a chola she'en bo sakana, then he should be allowed to do refuah even on Yom Tov Rishon. So what is he talking about? He says, oh, shar choli she'en bo sakana. So Mishnah Berurah explains, no, it doesn't really mean a chola she'en bo sakana. Okay? But Gamkein, he says, b'she'eno kol el kol aguf. We're talking where he's not really a chola she'en bo sakana. He's a chola that doesn't even reach the level of a chola she'en bo sakana. He is one with any other minor ailment. Before we continue on in the Shulchan Aruch over here, the following needs to be spelled out. As some of you know from when we're going to the Shabbos, so we just explained now that when it comes to minor ailments that have not reached the level of a chola she'en bo sakana, have not reached the level where the whole body is affected and he has to go into bed, so he's a minor ailment. So then, even if the refuah, even if the activity that you're doing otherwise would not be a malacha d'oraisa or d'rabbanan, it is asur on regular yontif and Shabbos based on the isur of partaking of any type of refuah. It's a gzeira mishum shechikas samanim. It's a gzeira in taking medication. Nothing to do with any other issur d'rabbanan or issur d'oraisa. And that's what we saw up until now, that there is a heter on Yom Tov Sheni to go ahead and engage in refuah for a minor ailment. Now, what comes out also from this, what we saw up until now, is that even an Issa D'Rabbanan, they were mater b'li shinui, even a separate Issa D'Rabbanan of putting this type of ointment, or whatever it is to treat the ailment of the eye, but it was like some type of dying of the eye, where it would be like Soveya, but it would be like Soveya D'Rabbanan, which would be an Issa D'Rabbanan. They mater an Issa D'Rabbanan for any minor ailment. So again, on Yom Tov Sheni, Refuah is totally okay for a minor ailment, and an Issa D'Rabbanan is okay for a minor ailment, to take care of a minor ailment. But now we come to, as I was starting, what about Chola She Ein Bo Sakana? So we said Chola She Ein Bo Sakana, there's no Isser of Refuah. There's no Isser to take medicine. But what about if the medicine or the treatment that's necessary for this Chola She Ein Bo Sakana will demand some type of Isser D'Iraisa or Isser D'Rabbanan? So the halacha is, and this is very important, that the person himself cannot go ahead and do a malacha d'araisa or a malacha d'rabbanan for his own refuah, even if he's a chola she'ein bo sakana. He can take a medicine, but he can't be over a separate issa d'rabbanan or d'araisa. What he could do is he could have a non-Jew do a malacha for him, even a malacha d'araisa, if he is a chola she'ein bo sakana, where he's a chola b'chol aguf in his whole body. Again, this is even if he's not a chola she'ein bo sakana, is a heter al yedei Akum, the non-Jew. So with this, we can now understand the continuation of the Shulchan Aruch, because it's tricky. Because now he's going to move into a Chole She'ein Bo Sakana. He says, the Afal Pisha Asa Berishon Ela Al Yedei Eina Yehudi Im Ein Bo Sakana. He says, and even though on Yom Tov Rishon, the only time there's going to be a Heter, for even an Isser D'Rabbanan would be with a non-Jew doing it for you, and the individual actually would reach the status of a chole she'ein bo sakana. Because remember, on Yom Tov Rishon and on Shabbos, if he just has a minor ailment, there's no heter even al yedei akum, even with a non-Jew, because there's an iser of refuah. There is, the post can talk about a heter, maybe on a Rabbanan to have a non-Jew if it's he's really, really suffering. But in principle, there's no heter at all if he's only a chash berosha, he only has a minor ailment. So we're talking here where he's a chole she'ein bo sakana. And when you're a chole she'ein bo sakana, there's no heter at all for any malacha and any Rabbanan except with a non-Jew doing it for you. And if a non-Jew does it for you, then you'll have a heter for even a malacha d'iraisa with a non-Jew. If a non-Jew does it for you, if you're chola she'ein bo sakana. But basheni mutter afilu al yedei Yisrael. But on Yom Tov Sheni, even a Jew can go ahead and engage in an Isser D'Rabbanan. As we'll see, the Ramah is going to point out Tafka and Isser D'Rabbanan. A Jew can go and do a Isser D'Rabbanan for his own refuah, even without any shinui. That is what's being said here. So look at the Mishnah Brura, Sifkatan Zayin b'sheni muter, shemipnei hanos haguf lo echmiru go b'yom tov sheni b'shvus d'rabbanan. That when you have a shvus d'rabbanan on Yom Tov Sheni, so that's normally usher, right? But if he has a minor ailment that he has to free himself up from, is a heter to be over, not really be over, de matir, de sirei d'rabbanan, to go ahead and prevent his minor ailment from bothering him. They were matir for his hanas haguf to feel better from his minor ailment, and even Yisurei D'Rabbanan. We continue on, but then the Shulchan Aruch says, back to the Shulchan Aruch, Chutz mi Yom Tov Sheni Shavu Shoshana, the Shnei Yomim Kedusha Achas Arichtein. This whole heter on Yom Tov Sheni is only on Yom Tov Sheni of the regular Yom Tovim like Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Okay, but the Yom Sheni of Rosh Hashanah, and so we get to the Lachas of Rosh Hashanah, is a separate halacha of Kedusha Achas Hain, where there, this heter does not exist. And therefore, all inyanei refuah, all the heterim of refuah that's allowed on a regular Yom Tov Sheni is not allowed on the Yom Tov Sheni of Rosh Hashanah. It's treated exactly like Yom Tov Rishon when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. And now, very important Ramah. Comes the Ramah and he says, V'dafka shvus d'rabbanan dumya d'mikhol eina. He says, specifically, something that's asami d'rabbanan, like going ahead and treating the eye, where again, we said this treatment of the eye might be Tzeveya, but it's Tzeveya Dirabbanan. It's not Tzeveya. He's not doing a Malacha Dairaisa Aval. Av Malacha, but an Av Malacha, that's going to be also the Yisrael Asoso. The Yisrael himself cannot do it Afilu B'Yom Tov Sheni. Meaning on Yom Tov Sheni, they were only Matir Dirabbanans for Refuah. For any Refuah. For Refuah for a minor ailment, or for a Chola She'en Bo Sakana. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura. Sif Katan Ches, Aser LiYisrael. Meaning the Jew himself cannot do a Nisa Dairaisa on Yom Tov Sheni for his Refuah. And he says, V'afilu chash b'chol gufo nami asa ayde asma. Even if he is a full-blown Chola She'en Bo Sakana on Yom Tov Sheni, where there's no, okay, Issa Refuah at all. So you might have a head there for the Rabbanans, for your Refuah, but not a Dairaisa. Comes now the Mishnah Brura and he says, Kosav the Issa Veheter. It says in the Sefer Issa Veheter, Kalman Tess, Adam Hanofel o Hanigof, the Nitzrar Dam, the Makom Nefilaso, o Negivaso, Ein Chashiv Choli Hapnimi. So what is he talking about here? He's talking about here where someone who falls and then he gets like a bruise where the blood clots up in a certain area. And it's not a scenario where such a clot is life-threatening. It's not considered a choli hapnimi, which would make it life-threatening. So this type of minor ailment, he says, me'achar she'im etzdar kol kach, since, you know, this guy who falls down and has this big clot that he needs to bloodlet, since it's not something that's even like the case of the eye ailment, where it's causing him any real pain, and therefore yochol lahamtim l'machar b'li sakana, he can wait the next day without any sakana, nira de asir lahakiz dam. He says it's asir to bloodlet it, shekarin kafafin, and even with a non-Jew. In other words, what he's saying is there are different types of minor ailments. There are minor ailments that are like so minor that even on Yom Tov Sheni, where it's not really causing you that much sar, but it is some type of, you know, ailment that you have to treat. So, or you're going to want to treat, if you could go ahead and wait the next day where it's not going to, you know, it's not causing you any sar, even locally, even in a local area, you should wait, even on Yom Tov Sheni, he says, for the next day, don't even have a non-Jew do it for you. Because again, this is a separate Isser Derabbanan here that we're talking about, of being makers down on Yom Tov Sheni, right? All malachas are Derabbanan on Yom Tov Sheni. One last piece of information, we might as well get a shlemus on this. If you notice, the Mishnah Brura in Sifkat and Hay brings up this word, v'afilu b'li shinu, even without a shinui. So up until now, we've just been talking about the difference between a Jew doing the malach himself, or having a non-Jew do the malacha for him, and we saw that a non-Jew is allowed to do malacha d'oraisa and d'rabbanan for a chola she'en bo sakana. There's no issa refu at all, and even an issa d'rabbanan and d'oraisa could be done by a non-Jew in order to heal a chola she'en bo sakana on Shabbos and on the first day of Yom Tov. What about the person himself on the first day of Yom Tov? Can he do a malacha b'shinui? Can he do a shinui? Kalach hayad. Normally kalach hayad turns a Daraisa Malacha into a Derabbanan. So can he go ahead and do that for his own refuah if he is a Chola She'en Bo Sakana? So Mishnah Brura in the Shaar HaTzion over here, Sif Katan Tes in the Shaar HaTzion, and in other places throughout Ilcha Shabbos, the basic principle, again, is a big machlokas Rishonim regarding this, but it's based on the understanding, even though of the Mishnah Brura, even though it's not so clear from the Ramban himself, that when it comes to a Dairaisa Malacha, one cannot go ahead and do it by himself, even if he's a Chola She'en Bo Sakana, even with a Shinui. With a Shinui, he cannot go ahead and do a Malacha Dairaisa, even if he is a Chola She'en Bo Sakana. However, for a Derabbanan, we allow, and this if you remember from Hilchos Shabbos, when it comes to a Derabbanan, and there is no non-Jew around, a matir b'shinui a derabbanan for a chola she'en bo sakana for the person himself or Yisrael himself or any other Yisrael to do for a chola she'en bo sakana if he does it b'shinui. One of the cool things when I was at the hospital for my wife, the kids give birth or whatever reason in the hospital for Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, so you see a lot of these halachas in terms of refuah for a chola she'en bo sakana and different heterim of non-Jews doing malacha for you, or even Jews, if it's an issur derabbanan with a shinui, very fascinating.